Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow we got our own day, you know what I mean? he pushed me out to the Pisces, like, go be a leader, my daughter. So I love my mom. Definitely happy birthday to her. A big birthday shout out to a couple of my queen sisters that are celebrating birthday today, one of them being Liza Rios. So big birthday shout out to Liza, I love you. Big birthday shout out to Mari from Grand Avenue, the Bronx. And everybody's celebrating a birthday today, all you Aquarius, Aquarius. Today's your last day, because tomorrow we kick it off. Pisces power. Dear Monday, thanks for having the word mon in you. That's French for mine, in case you weren't aware. Monday, but it makes me think of you more as my day. And frankly, that sounds like a much more promising start to the week. So thank you, Monday, to you for having us motivated.
Wow, definitely. Big shout out to everybody. Like I said, you know, the birthdays and stuff is popping off. Also, you know, shout out to those people that are, you know, that's surviving on that boat out there that was in Mexico, just stranded, and they were living in their own sewage, you know, eating onion sandwiches. I can't even imagine that. They had children on the boat, and on top of that, man, I know that breath was humming. But, you know, I'm hoping they come back.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, people be complaining about the dumb thing. Like, oh, they forgot my ketchup with my fries. And when other people are going through that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's almost like your problems become so minute. when you really start looking at other people's situations. So whenever you feel like down and you're like, oh, my God, everybody's against me, turn on the news. I'm sure you'll feel better because everybody else is having it worse than you.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. And like I said, it was a Carnival cruise ship stranded. They have so many people on this ship. Like, I mean, like a whole community is on this ship. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're all smelling like urine, and they're eating onion sandwiches.
Okay, that's not motivating me. The urine's not motivating me. Okay, sis, please, hello. Motivational Mondays. Let's not get off the topic over here. We're motivating. Piss is not motivating me right now.
But it's 200 individuals on the vessel, so we just pray for them, and you know, hopefully they stay motivated and they get home soon. But that lawsuit will motivate them when they get their millions back. So, you know what I'm saying? Can I get a...
Yeah, but how long they got to wait? What about if they don't even make it and God takes them before then? That's even worse than being on the boat. I'm just saying.
God's not going to take them before then. They're going to survive.
I'm just saying it can happen. And then, you know, so you can't really just count on... There's certain people that just kind of sit around and wait because they think they're going to get, you know, that lump sum, that lotto, and then they're going to begin their life. No, your life continues, and your life begins when you start living it. You know what I mean? So... Forget about when you're going to cash in that lotto or when that big IRS check is coming back, you know. Forget about all that. Live today. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't sit around and just wait, okay, when I get the check, and then I'm going to begin to live. No, that's crazy. A lot of people have lost a lot of time doing that. So, you know, your check may never come, and God may take you tomorrow, and then what happens? That money, surely you ain't spending it. So, you know, enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your life and people. Stop, you know, plan. I mean, it's good to plan and have goals and set goals. But what I'm saying is live your life still during all that. You know, live your journey. You know what I'm saying? Live each day with a purpose. Because a lot of people have, the only purpose they have is just to hurry up and sleep and wake up the next day. Like, really? That's not a purpose. That's, you're just really sleeping your life away. 2013, year of truth. Let's go!
Also, a big quick announcement. Check out YouTube. I directed and edited a music video, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Ew, look at you. This is not your first time, though. Stop acting like brand new. Really? Seriously, that's what you're doing this morning? That's what you're doing this morning. Okay.
Check it out. It's an artist. He's an artist and a producer from the DMV. His name is Dave Anonymous, and the song is called Luke Kane. So check it out. It's on YouTube under Lush Radio Online. Also, we did our own version of the Harlem Shake.
Oh, my God. Listen, my cousin did one of those. You got to check it out. E2K Enterprise Networking page. I posted it up there. It's hilarious. Him and his kids, they did it. It's like, wow. I want to do one. I kind of want to do one now.
You have to do one, Emma. You have to do it. I did one. It was because, you know, I needed a couple more people, so I had one of my engineers over here, and actually one of my clients was here who was doing a photo shoot, and he decided to participate in my assistant and Natalia. So Natalia, you know how they always had that single person that starts it off. So Natalia started off.
Okay.
So I was working on it, acting like I'm working on a computer. And Natalia started busting out, dancing wild. And then it flips into the...
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. But my thing is, how did it get to the to be called Harlem Shake? Because Harlem Shake is another dance. It's like, when I think of Harlem Shake, I think of another total dance, you know, that was called and considered the Harlem Shake. So it's like, they're not even from Harlem.
Yeah, the Harlem Shake came when Diddy was doing the stuff with G-Dep and all of them. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was doing it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this craze here has nothing to do with Harlem or New York.
I don't know who the artist is. It's called Burra or something like that. And I don't even know how this. They said the song came out apparently last year, and it took over the internet by storm. I don't know who first initiated it, but it's like a wildfire. Oh, my God. They got a university doing. Grandma's doing it.
No, I seen it. The YouTube videos, they're uploading like on a daily basis a whole bunch. It's crazy. But listen, it's actually motivating people, and you kind of get motivated to want to do one.
Yeah, I had to do one over and done with. Emma, you have to do your version. You have to do your version and stop playing around.
Okay, all right. Give me some music. Inspire me so like that I can motivate myself to do some bottom shaking.
So if you feel like it, just get into the mood. Are you ready? Let's go.
Let's go. Con los terroristas.
It's your girl, Leslie Lush, man. You don't got to be gloomy. You don't have to think the worst of Mondays. Mondays is the start of everything. Your week gets started on Mondays. So you know what? You got to wake up, get inspired, get motivated, go out there and go get it, and do what you got to do. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made, so be glad in it. So get up and listen to Motivational Mondays each and every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., log on, listen, www.lushradioonline.com with your girl, Lushy Lush and Emma E2K. It goes down, Motivational Mondays.
Woo! Sure is hot out here, you know? I don't mind, though. Glad to be free, you know what I'm saying?
my mind. I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should raise you to my
off your feet so you can dance, man. All the way live. You got Lucky Lush, ME2K, and we rocking and keeping it motivated. Just start your morning, baby.
Take the shackles off my feet because I want to dance. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Can I get an amen? Shackles on my feet. I can dance. And I'm going to dance all the way to the Queen's Lounge tomorrow. Don't forget to join me. It's a big, 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 because I got to go big. Birthday party tomorrow at the Queen's Lounge, VIP exclusive. I'm not even going to tell you the destination. All I'm going to tell you is tune in to LushRadioOnline.com from 9 to 11. All I'm going to tell you is call in 347-826-7722 and let me hear the biggest, biggest, biggest birthday shout for the one and only me. You need to call me. It's my birthday tomorrow. It's my birthday. I can do this. It's my birthday. I can do this. And big, big, big DJ Lushy Lush on the Wheels of Steel is going to play me some music. I'm going to be pumping from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. We're doing an exclusive, birthday edition. And again, the location is only for VIP members, but make sure you tune in, LushRadioOnline.com, or tune in through MAE2K.com. And call in 347-826-7722. Show me love. Hit me on the IM. Follow me on the Instagram, MA2K. We're Googleable, Lush Radio. You know, we're on the Twitter. We everywhere, man. Everywhere where people need to be, we're at. And we're at some locations that you still haven't reached yet. Google us. Lush Radio Online, MA2K, E2K Enterprise. Let's go, Lush.
All right. You know, it's still Black History Month, so big shout out to all of those who fought and paved the way in order for us to get to where we are. So, scientist and mathematician, Benjamin Banneker is credited with helping design the blueprint for Washington, D.C. Also, before he was known as the artist, Romania Harden was a talented basketball player. He was recruited by the Philadelphia Athletics on the pretext that he would agree to pass as white. He turned down the offer, instead chose to work on his arts. Wow. Musician and activist Harry Belafonte originally devised the idea for We Are the World, single that he hoped would help raise money for famine relief in Africa. The song was a huge success, going multi-platinum and bringing millions of dollars. Before becoming a professional musician, Chuck Berry studied to be a hairdresser. No wonder his hair was so nice looking.
Wow. Can I get a wow?
So those are some facts for today. Black History Month. Don't forget that we are all history makers and stuff. So every day you're making history. So make sure that it counts. So it's your girl, Lush, ME2K. We all the way live. You know her birthday's tomorrow, so you better call in, because I'll fight you. I ain't playing with you. I will fight you.
Oh,
we got
no peace. Peace in the world. Peace in the world. Peace and love.
I'm trying. We got a caller on the line from the 347 New York. What up?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, live.
We're shaking, nigga. It's Gilly, man. Where the fuck else gonna be?
Jack goes on our feet because we on the dance. Woo!
What up, man? What up, Lion?
What's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. It's Gilly. Yeah, you already know. I see you on the radio. I just want to say hello. Good luck to what y'all do, and you know, keep doing what you do.
Thank you,
I know it's your birthday,
so
I want to say an early happy birthday because I know you're gonna be busy tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, and we salute you definitely because I know you're out there, you know, doing the work over there in New York City, you know, with the gangs and stuff. And
yeah,
I just
SOS.
Just want to salute you for that. Not a lot of people really care about our youth and where our world is going to. So, and you're definitely, you know, history making right now. So definitely shout out to you.
I appreciate that. It's called SOS, Ceasefire, Save Our Streets from Gun Violence, because enough is enough. And I'm glad y'all got this this stage right here, because we need to get everybody aware of the situation, all these rappers, all these entertainers, you know what I'm saying, that they be fronting to me. You already know I'll give it up, but, you know, they act like what they saying is not really being, you know, like people are listening, and, you know, they actually misleading people. So I'm just trying to help bring back the communities.
Yeah.
You know, SOS Ceasefire is everywhere. It's in 27 countries. You know, not only in America, but it's in England, it's in Africa, it's in Iraq, it's in Afghanistan, it's in Puerto Rico, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, it's called Save Our Streets from Gun Violence, man. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's true because this industry has to take accountability for what they do. I mean, you know, the rappers are quick to say, you know, get a gun, shoot, do all this, but when you see them out in the real world, they have like 20 bodyguards with them.
I was just about to say that right now.
You know what I'm saying? So how is that so real? If you're going to be doing that, then I'm not condoning that, but I'm just saying if you're talking about it, you should be living it. If you're not living it, then don't be talking about that.
Yeah, man, but like,
I mean, that's,
you know,
just my,
like,
opinion.
Yeah, but like gun violence, you know, like, you know, they talk about, you know, the kids of Sandy Hook, and I respect that and all that, but we got Sandy Hook every day in the community. You know what I'm saying? There's always black-on-black shooting. You know, us as Latinos and blacks, you know, we just black anyway, because that's how they consider us. But, you know, Sandy Hook happens every day, or, you know, little kids get shot every day in New York. And, you know, they don't make a big, you know, stink about it. But, you know, we out here just trying to, you know, keep the world aware and keep these kids aware, you know, just putting their guns on pause. Ain't nobody even trying to tell them to put it down, just senseless killing. That shit's like an epidemic. You know what I mean? It's like motherfuckers smoking crack. It's easy to pull out a gun and just shoot somebody. But, you know, when you get caught for the crime and you're ready to do 25 to life, most of these dudes, you already know, they either snitch or they'll hang up. They'll kill themselves. They can't do it. So, you know, we just out here just trying to keep them aware and, you know, offer them, you know, a bunch of resources. That's what we do.
Right. Although alternatives, because they are the alternatives. I mean, you know, there's different reasons why our young kids are running into, like, into gang violence. I have posted something speaking about, like, the kids and the children and us setting an example for the kids. And somebody, I made a comment about, what about the kids, you know, that want to join gangs? You know, my answer to that was not every kid joins the gang. So you have to really kind of go back and see what is it that leads them, what is it they're looking for, what they're lacking, what they're missing, and then try to supply that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're
yeah.
not even, at least if you're not trying, then don't start blaming or accusing or pointing fingers. I mean, we're all responsible. If these children are in our community, we are responsible. So everybody has to be accountable and kind of just stand up for each other.
Everybody got to speak up. But, you know, just to piggyback off of what you're saying, it'd be most of the older gang members that's like in their mid-20s and early 30s, they recruit these young kids. Because these young kids, they adolescents. So if they get caught doing a crime, they're going to get a youthful offender charge more or less than when an adult gets caught for a crime. He's going to go away and do some, you know, little football numbers. So what they do is they recruit young kids, you know, so, you know, if a 13-year-old gets caught with a gun, he's going to get a slap on the wrist. You understand? And then, you know, and even if he fires his gun and he hits somebody, He's gonna get like a minor sentence. He's gonna get sent away to a youthful offender camp, and then by the time he reached 21, 22 years old, he's back on the streets. But what did he learn? You know, so SOS C5s out here about, you know, letting them know, you know, telling the older crowd, you can't give up on these kids, because most of these parents and most of these so-called leaders, they tell these kids what they want them to do. They don't ask them what the kid want to do. So you have to ask the kid, what do you like? You know, because what I like is not what you like. So if you tell me what you like, you know, if you tell me what you like, and that's not what I want to do, then yeah, I'm going to go join a gang because that's what I like. You understand? But if you sit and you ask these kids, oh, man, what you want to do with yourself? What you know, what do you see? Most of these kids don't have an answer. They're like, nah, man, I think it's over with. But SOS C5 is here to tell you there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And y'all be hearing
awesome. And how can anybody that wants to, I guess, either donate, participate with that, how can they go about that?
All they got to do is go to www.seasefire.org. And, you know, like I said, it started in Chicago, you know, like, you know, with a doctor in Chicago, and he got most of all the gang members over there to, you know, just, you know, to turn their note and to tell them, yo, listen, man, this is your community. This is where you're from. You have to keep it clean, you know, take care of your community. And, you know, the doctor went through the gangster disciples and, you know, and most of them gang members out there. And I don't know, they got, you know, they created this organization and it's doing good, man. And, you know, it's just us from our own community going back into our community and, you know, talking to these kids. Like, you know, over here in New York, I don't know if y'all know, you know, 75-year-old ladies are getting beat up, punched in the face for like $30-$40. Like, that would never happen when we were growing up. So, you know,
that just breaks my heart.
Yeah, man. You know, so, you know, we out here doing like three times the job. You know, we trying to keep the old people safe. You know, trying to tell these kids and the old people, listen, you got to take back your community. And then on top of that, you know, we tell these kids, yo, senseless killing. You know, you got to put the gun on pause. You know, we never ask them to put their gun down. We never ask them to stop, you know, repping what they want to rep. We just ask them, yo, you know, think twice or think three times before you shoot somebody, because today he could be your enemy, but tomorrow he could wind up being your ally. So, you know, but that's on another note. I just really want to call to, you know, thank y'all for having this this gateway to open up doors for people that, you know, really are in the communities, hardcore. And, you know, you're giving us a voice. You guys are a voice, and y'all beautiful, you know, personally and physically and spiritually. And I just want to tell y'all I love y'all.
You know, Thank you. We love you, Gilly, too,
you know,
man.
My name is Gilly. I got a lot of stories to tell, but I just wanted to tell this one right now.
we support you, Gilly. You know that I Lush Radio is your second home anytime. You know, especially to share, we are the voice of the people, so we have to let the people know what's going on worldwide, you know what I mean? And we're blessed to be able to have the worldwide audience. So everybody make sure, log into the website, which is ceasefire.
Ceasefire, CEASEfire.org. I challenge all the entertainers, you know, whether it's sports or, you know, music or acting, you know, they got to step up and, you know, they got to, you know, tell these kids, yo, listen, man, this shit is all illusional. This is all movies. This is all, you know, music. This is not actually what we really want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just heard a song the other day where a dude was big enough taking Molly's. Like, really? Like, like, all right, so you don't keep the whole world, you know, under a drug. But, you know, remember, the devil is always working, and he works close to, you know, where there's a lot of love. You know, but...
Absolutely. That devil's a liar. That devil's a liar. We got to show him out. You know what I mean?
Well, remember, the devil's biggest lie is to tell you he never existed, and the motherfucker works all day. But, like I said, man, it takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. And once again, with this gateway you guys have, you know, I'm going to keep calling for it. You know, I'm actually about to challenge. I'm about to get on YouTube, and I'm about, you know, because, you know, I was in the rap game for like 30 years, and I'm still in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They just don't like me in there because I know what I know. But, you know, I'm about to challenge all of them and, you know, tell them to, you know, step it up with Ceasefire. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the community. Talk to your kids. Talk to your fans. You know, let them know. And I'm going to challenge them. You know how I give it up. So, because I was one of those.
Yeah, that's very important. We're
going to
support that.
Yeah, you know, I was one of those dudes. I was on the other side of that fence. I was a wild animal, but you know, I kind of seen the light. And you know, it's not productive when the senseless killing, you're killing your own kind. You know?
Nah, definitely
and
not.
Meanwhile, I'm not racist, but you know, while the people of power, they just sit back and we doing the job for them. You know what I'm saying? We actually sitting there killing each other, and they sitting back saying, "Yo, look, man, we ain't even gotta stress ourselves, man. Let these people kill each other." You know, but on that note, I know y'all got a productive, nice day going on. I just want to say represent Ceasefire, SOS, South Bronx. And, you know, I'm in the Boogie Down Bronx all day, repping it hard. It's mine. And I love y'all. Lush, I love you.
Love you too, Gilly.
And y'all already know me, Casa, and Sue Casa when y'all in New York.
Thank you, Gilly. We love you.
I love you
too.
I'm
going to
call you tomorrow
baby.
For your birthday.
Okay,
yeah.
Honey, stay
safe
out there.
I'm warm and fuzzy.
All right,
then,
y'all be good.
I'm warm and fuzzy
inside
right now.
You feel warm and fuzzy? Gilly, make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Yes, man. That was really like, that was so sweet this morning. Wow.
No, we needed that. On top of that, he gave us very important information, which is, you know, good. You know, we like to always, in between everything, definitely, be the voice of the people. So what he's doing is very important and big. You know, I definitely salute him. Not a lot of people, you know, a lot of people talk about it. You know, Lush, how we hear a lot of people talking about, oh, this should happen or this is going on. And then you ask them, okay, so what are you doing to change it? And they're like, oh, well, I'm just turning off the news and not to hear it. Really? Okay.
No, that's crazy.
You have to do more than that.
That's crazy. You made a serious point because real talk, like, this is what we do every day, you know what I'm saying, me and Emma. We take the worstest kid that you can say is the worstest kids, and all you got to do is talk to these children, like Gilly said. Talk to them. All the kids that they talk, and they try to throw all our minority children and say they got IEP or they got anger problems, but you don't know where the anger's coming from if you don't talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you don't talk to them, and half of the children, they either it's a situation where they either can't read because nobody took the time, so then they have to take that and take it out in anger and frustration, you know?
Yeah.
And
or they've been,
doesn't take
or
the time
been,
out
or
care,
they've been molested. Or they've been
molested.
Yeah, they're not talking to them, and they got a lot of shit inside. Or they're being abused, or battered, or beat.
You don't know what's going on in the house. They could be neglected. They could be the ones raising their family. Having the kids, you say, oh, why are these kids so tired? They raising the house. Why the mother gone somewhere? You know what I mean? So
doing drugs.
Or doing drugs. You never know what the situation is before you start judging these children. And my thing for the teachers is, you know, you never know what's going on with these kids. That's why when I'm in there subbing, I tell my children, I'm not in there for no money. I'm there because I love my babies. Because I was dealing with the high school level to make a change. But I said, you know what? It's better to start in the beginning stages where you can really impact them
so they're not already stuck. But I made changes for the kids in the high school, and I'm working in the elementary school now. And it only takes somebody who cares. That one teacher, one person, a mentor or whatever. Actually, let us challenge you out there. I challenge you to adopt one child that you say or call as the best, and just ask them, you know, what do you want to do with your life? And try to help them towards their goals. Just challenge. That's you.
That's the point Gilly was making about that, you know, these kids, you can't tell them, okay, you're going to do this and this was going to. No, you have to ask them, like, what they want, what they're interested in, and then assist them with that.
Yeah.
If they want to play basketball, if they want to be the next, you know, rapper or singer or architect or whatever, you know, you have to assist them in their dreams because they all have dreams, you know, even though some may see it, you know, not so vivid because everything they're going through. But once you tap into that and you assist them in their dream, it's just beautiful when somebody can know their purpose and you know it at a young age, that's just, you know, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing in itself. So if you can be able to be a part of that, you know, be a part of that. Ask these kids. Look at them in their face. You know, hey, how you doing? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's all it takes. We're not so different. You know, we did our thing when we was younger. This is a different generation. I do want to admit that. It's a way different, you know, it's a way different generation now because of technology and everything. Everything's so fast. And, you know what I'm saying? You can cyber bully. Like, back in the day, you couldn't cyber bully. There was no cyber to bully. You had to, like, really bully somebody face to face, like, you know? And now everybody does everything so discreetly, so, you know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy. It's a crazy world. But show the people in your life that you care and definitely live by example. You can't tell your kids, don't go smoke, don't drink, and you're in a corner with a 40 and a blunt in your hand. It just doesn't work, people. It's not working that way. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not downgrading or condoning nothing. I'm just saying, if you want to be able to help the youth and help, you know, your children and all that, you have to definitely set an example. That's it.
Definitely.
Set an example.
Definitely.
Set an example. Be the example. Be the example for them children. You know, they need it. They're looking for it. That's why they look at these rappers and all that and they glorify them because they're looking. They're looking for something. And if you don't show them example or who to idolize at home, then they're going to go out to the street and idolize, you know, whoever else is idolizing, the person down the block, the one with the flashy car, the one showing the most money. Not to say they're the most positive, but if you're not setting that example for them, they're going to find it. Trust that and believe that they're going to find it. So why not be the example for your children? And in that, let me read to you. I have both. I want my kids. There's a quote that says, your children will become what you are. So it says your children will become what you are, so be what you want them to be. And I wrote, I want my kids to love and respect themselves and others, to learn the importance of having a purpose in life, and to give back because that's where you find the true blessings. I want them to find their voice and their passion and pursue it, for them to have a peaceful life and pass on forward positive energy in the world. I teach by example because children learn behavior. So check yourself because they are watching your examples. I am a product of watching my parents' examples. MA2K, your motivator. So be the example for your children. You know what I mean? Be the example. You don't want to be doing other things, stopping them from doing exactly what you're doing because they're going to throw it in your face. Trust me. You know? So be the example. Be the example. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Girl, you got to speak up. It's Motivational Mondays. We yell up in here.
Hey, I said Emma was getting high, so I threw the little Rocky Balboa underneath her.
I know. You know what I'm saying? I know. I thought that's what kept me going. I don't know why you do that. You act me up more. I just keep going. Girl, don't play with me, girl.
I said, watch out for the motivator. Watch out for the
motivator's motivator.
Wow. Yo, man, but real talk, though, like, we have to set an example for our kids. We have to be
like they said, they're looking for leaders in us. How can we lead our children who can't lead ourselves? We have to show them the way. We are in charge of these children, so we need to help these children and guide them in the right path in order for them to be successful in their life. Because, you know, they're shutting down all of the YMCAs. They're shutting down all the Boys and Girls Clubs. They don't have any outlets. The only outlets they have is music, and half of the music is nonsense. We have to create situations for these kids because these kids are lost. So we have to create little programs and things, even if it comes out of our pocket or we come together to do it. But this is what we need you guys to do, is be a leader, be a way maker for these children. That's what you need to do.
Definitely.
And on that note, I feel like playing some music. So
play it, man. Right, so let's support that youth that's going to support us. Remember, we're going to get old, and they're going to have to keep on going.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Now she don't need to say she dance alone. Going in on that camera phone. Upload it. She making money, her channel on. It's monetized, she hypnotized. Some comments high, in likes. Afternoon to the midnight, she working out. She get it right. Work a job, showing proof. She made it clear she don't wanna do. She called me up when she in the mood. Damn right, she bomb. Taking bout to blow. Crib pay, car pay. She ain't got no. Work it, babe.
Twerk it,
babe.
Twerk
it, babe.
Twerk it,
babe. Twerk it,
babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Twerk it, babe for me.
They wanna see you. Twerk it, babe. Twerk it, babe. Twerk it, babe. Twerk it, babe. Stop. I told you she's a beauty when she move her body. She's a beauty when she move her body. Yeah. She always dancing in the mirror, she love herself. Twerking hard on her birthday, so she taking pictures, blowing kisses, practicing for her first debut. She D cup, C cup, B cup, or A cup. She knows she bad with no makeup. She working hard for her cake up. Don't want a man, don't need a man, but she please a man when she sees your man. She a tease your man, she ain't easy, man. You'll fall in love when you see her dance. She make the guys go, whoa. Twerking on that flow. Tick, tick, perico, magnifico. Going in for that dough. Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe.
Work it, babe.
Twerk it, babe for me.
They wanna see you. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Work it, babe. Stop. I told you she's a beauty when she move her body. 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 She's a beauty when she move her body.
Body. Body.
Yeah.
To the early morn, club back, on the pole, she make it work, drop it low, on the floor, she a pro, bet you know, ooh-wee, she throwing back, she making all the shit, so all the facts, keep throwing racks, blowing back, she the sh, and they know that, no stop for that rah-rah, shawty all about the dollar, all they want is that nah-nah, that ooh-ooh, ah-ah, shawty keep it so fly, money all in the sky, and a bitch in my side.
Motivated. Motivational Mondays with your girl Lexi Lexi ME2K.
We back in the building, man. Hot music. We in here. Tomorrow's Emma's birthday, man. You better act like you know.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I could do this. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. That's what I'm saying. Anybody wants to argue with me, make sure you leave it for February 20th. I don't argue on my birthday. And if no other day on my birthday, I'm very selfish. So please, is what I'm saying. Okay? Please. Okay? Please. I'm just saying, I'm very selfish. Don't call me with your stuff and your nonsense. I give you all year. This year, just the day February 19 is mine, all right? So if you're not calling me to tell me I should be receiving something in the mail or go pick up something at Western Union, leave it for February 20th. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Or PayPal me, MA2K. You could PayPal me. I accept all cards, Western Union, MoneyGram. I mean, everything. So, you know, I mean, you just want to see me enjoy myself, post the pictures up, and show all the things that I'm doing and shopping in the mall. If you want to contribute to that, I'm just saying, I'm not going to stop you. Who am I to stop you from that? You know what I'm saying? From having that. I mean, hey, I'm here to please. No, seriously. Please call in tomorrow for my big birthday bash. I'm going to be looking awesome. And not that you're going to see me, because, no, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be doing nothing live. I thought about it, but nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to enjoy myself, and you're just going to hear my voice. You can see my sexy pictures, MA2K, on the Facebook, on the Instagram. Just follow me. I'm Googleable. And I appreciate the calls, man. I appreciate the love. I'm already getting love. People confuse sometimes my birthday with my mom's. Because I start celebrating already, you know, today's my mom's birthday. The queen, you know, my elder queen is today, and today is her day, and then tomorrow's mine. Like I say, I'm glad she held on, and she went past 12, and at 2:30 in the morning, February 19th, I arrived, you know what I mean? A leader by birth. So big, big shout out to my elder queen. I love you, mommy. Feliz, feliz en tu día, amiguita, que Dios te bendiga, y que reine la paz en tu día, y que cumplas muchos más. Bendición, mami. Had to do that.
Oh, so cute.
Hey, I never said I was a singer. I'm an entertainer, not a singer. So don't be talking about my singing capability. I never said I was a singer.
Yeah.
I did say I entertained.
I heard you got a secret, Emma. I heard you have a secret that's blowing around.
I do.
That.
I do, but I can't disclose that secret. I can't disclose that secret just yet. Just yet. I can't
that's
disclose
it. We got tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll disclose the secret. And you're part of it. You're part of it. Don't be acting like you don't know. But I ain't revealing that until tomorrow. I'm just saying, if you want my secret to be bigger, I accept PayPal and Western Union. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I give. Listen, I'm not afraid to ask. 2013 is the year to give. You know what I mean? I give all year. People ask if they need something, whatever, I'm giving, I'm donating. I'm just saying, February 19th, can a sister get some donations? Yeah, no other day I ask, can a sister get some donations? I'm not feeling bad about it either, not at all. So, let's go.
We're ready.
I'm ready.
We're going to go ahead and rock some more music and stuff. We're going to go ahead and play some Pop That by Fresh Montana. We're going to play Pop That and get hyped.
Listen, you seem to forget this Motivation Monday. You're playing some crazy stuff. Okay. I just thought, because Fresh Montana has nothing to do with Motivational Mondays. I'm just saying.
We get hyped, man.
Okay. I'm just saying. He doesn't play a role here, and I got nothing against him. Shout out to the friends, but not here, Motivational Mondays, I'm just saying.
It must have been cold there in
played the Emma, you know, pre-birthday and stuff, because she, her stinky butt.
Really? You're going to end it by having me crying? That's how you inspire me for the week? I'm just saying. That wasn't cool. But I love you, sis, though.
I love you, too.
I love you, sis. Wow. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I'm just happy to have you in my life, man. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we do this tomorrow, please? I got to be inspired today for my mom, and you're just going to just... Okay, love you. See you at my party tomorrow. Don't forget to dress funky and sexy at the Queen's Lounge. We see you tomorrow.
That's what it is. Motivational Mondays. We out of here. We love you. Keep it moving. Keep it popping. And you know what I'm saying? Keep it sexy. And remember to love you no matter what. Love yourself for everything that you are. I don't care if anybody said that you can't do it. They tell you they don't love you today. We love you. That's what they don't lie. You know? And the switchboard is acting up, but the devil is a liar, and I ain't with it. I love it.
Right.
We have to wrap it up. The devil's a liar. It's time to tell, but, you know, we out of here. And one more time for you. You know what I'm saying? One time. You know, we're going to go ahead and play Champion by Triple Station. We out of here, man. We out of here. Later.
Bye.
See
you
tomorrow.
The struggle hurdled the storm. Had dirt on my name, so I came to right all the wrong. My motive is good, so I'm sure to come back strong. Turn tragedy to triumph, my strategy taking form. I'm always gonna give my best, you've been warned. If it's worth taking the risk, I'll quit and hold on. The truth always comes with a twist in the song. Too bad I can't grant you a wish before you gone. I train like a fighter with the wits of a writer. My fire burn till the gas went out like a lighter. I embrace my inner champion, rap like a writer. Now I'm the headliner with my name on the flyer. In the first place, a leader, it's nobody higher. You in the workplace, jealous and known as a liar. I'm a champion, that'll go to Valley McGuire. I'm a champion, even after the day I retire.
I'm a champion. I'm a champion.
As many would say, just live, but today there's no other way.
I'm a champion.
Always reach for the stars.
I'm a champion.
Cause you're bearing the stars.
I'm a champion. Champion.
Let them know who you are. You're a champion. You're a champion.
Tough like a champion. Tough like a champion. Sit up on the rhythm like a bujo bandstand. Give the kids them positive direction. Enemy in the war, you people down your gun. Full time now, me want to have fun. Music is me only type of freedom. Tell the youth me want to be free from the slum. Cause you are true champion, well.
I'm always striving to be better than before. I keep pushing myself till I can't go no more. I'm never satisfied, always hungry for more. And my ego, believe me, way bigger than yours. Remember, you're a champion, never forget it. Don't quit or give in, cause you live.